Begin the current daf, Masechtas Krisa daf test. Begin on the top line of the Amud, where the Gemara continues with discussion with the previous daf. We open up with the halacha of our first mission in this parak, parak Arba Mechusar Kapara, which is talking about those who are lacking atonement. Like the first parak, they bring carbon chavtas, but it's not for actual sin, but rather it's to permit them to partake of kudshim. Now, Rav Lezman Yaakov added on two more categories, a ger, as Mechusar Kapara, and also a nazir. Regarding the qualification of a ger, his karbonis, which everyone agrees to, only question is he qualified for the categories in our Mishnah? He's not permitted to partake of kachem until he brings his peer of birth, known as his king. Now, that said, a brisa, that's not limited to a peer of birth. Kabochemer, that would also be possible if he brings just one carbon oila animal. However, as we explained in the previous brisa, and we're going to quote another brisa that brings different sources for these halachas, that, however, does not include a flower offering. And that continues the Gemara. It says, Tani Di, we'll learn another brisa that qualifies further the karbanis that a ger has to bring. It says in the Pasuk, and the ger says, V'asa isha reich nechaich l'Hashem, that he makes a fire offering, a pleasant aroma for Hashem. And that's the obligation of the ger, just like the Jewish people, when they became Jewish by Yetzias Mitzrayim, so too is a convert to the Jewish people. It says the brisa, Shemeh nechol sha'elishim, so I would hear from this Pasuk, whatever is put onto the fires, which that was the source for the bird, which is totally sacrificed to Hashem, that's the karbanis he could bring. So I would understand anything that's thrown to the fires. Now, for the mincha, as we explained from Taisus on top of this Amid, that, let's say, the minchas tesachim, which are the libation flower offering, which everything's totally burnt on the fires, that would also be a valid carbon for him to become a ger with. Tamalayim, as the Pasuk teaches, here a different source than the previous braisa from the previous stuff, kasher tasu ken yasa, like you did, so too he should do. Which teaches ma'at min adam, just like you, the Jewish people, that when you became part of the covenant, it was types of bloods, which were animal karbanas, or eilan ashlamim, afhei min adam, so too there, karbanas have to be blood sacrifices, and not a flower offering, which is flour. Now, but then the breast says, ima atem oile b'shlamim, but then you would think, okay, just like you, the Jewish people, brought a carbon oile and ashlamim, afheim oile b'shlamim, so too they have to bring an oile and ashlamim. Tamalama, as the Pasuk teaches, though, kochem, like you, kager yia, like the comrade should be, which the Pasuk is equating the halachas of a ger with a Jewish person, which teaches lochem ikashtim. I compared the comrade to you, meaning partially, meaning like you, but v'loyle karbanasechem, but not in totality for all your karbanas. However, Rashi explains, however, but it is logical to say that what would be makshur, the ger to partake of kachim, would be the karban oyle, because that's totally burnt on the mizbeach, and therefore that is the karban that he brings. That's one interpretation which relates to the halachas of the brisa we brought in the previous daf. Rebbe Yemeh gives a different interpretation of the pasuk that's brought over here. It says, Kochem, like you, is the ger, which is kaveisechem, like your fathers. Ma veisechem lo nechnasu lebris, just like your forefathers didn't come into the covenant to be Jewish people. Ela b'mila, but the rather required circumcision, the tefillah immersion in the mikvah, v'artzaz dam, and willingness through the bloods of their carbon, as the Gemara explained the source for this. Avheim lo yichnasu lebris, so too a ger cannot become part of the covenant of the Jewish people. El b'mila tefillah v'artzaz dam, needs to have circumcision, immersion in the mikvah, and also has to have the willingness of the carbon. Now, moreover, qualifies the brisa as we brought this in the previous daf. Lehevi prey da achas iafshar. Now, although we say he could bring two pairs of two bird karbanas as his totally burnt sacrifice in the fire, says the brisa, but lehevi prey da achas iafshar. To bring one bird, that wouldn't be possible. Shlemetzinim chal tera kula, because you don't find anywhere in the whole Torah that one bird would be valid as a karban on its own. By an animal, we find it, but by birds, it's always in pairs. As the Gersa takes out the next line, the Gemara asks, "Balai, is that so? Do we never find just a singular bird carbon coming on its own?" But V'tanya, in the Brisa, says in the Pasuk V'hikriva, which it says in Sefer Vayikra regarding someone who brings a Eilas Ha'if Nedava, he donates a bird Eilah. He says, and he sacrifices it. Matam Eilah, what's it coming to teach? Fishnam B'Terim V'hikriv, since it says by the turtle doves, when it talks about the carbon, it says V'hikriv, which sounds like not V'hikrivai, V'hikriv, he sacrificed, it sounds like a complete carbon. So I would think that if someone says, I'm taking upon myself to bring a bird oilah, then he can't bring less, like we find throughout the whole Torah, two birds together. That's what says he sacrifices it in the singular. Even just one bird is going to be valid. So you see that one bird could be brought. What he's saying, it always has to be two birds. You're right, but that type of a bird. But by obligatory karma, that we never find one bird coming on its own. But you could get led. Just you have a woman who gave birth. Demasia ben yoina oiter lechatzis, where she brings only either a young pigeon or a turtle dove or a krab lechatzis, just one bird. Says Gemara, no, mishum deikah keves badar, because she additionally brings with it a lamb. But just a bird by itself, that we don't find never the ger when he's converting. If he's bringing bird karbanos, it has to be a pair of birds. Now Amamar, Gemara goes back to explain the previous brayse. Rebbe had said his interpretation of the pasuk kachem kager was ma v'seichem loynichnus labris elo v'chulu. It's just like your fathers didn't become part of the covenant of Judaism of Jewish people only with bris, tefillah, metzaras dam. So too again. Says Gemara Bishlam and Mila, so we know we could understand regarding circumcision because the chesed is a pasuk in Yeshua that says kimoylam hayu kol ha'amayitzim, because all the people that left, meaning at the time of when they left Egypt, that's when they circumcised themselves because that's when they become the Jewish people. Or inam and ma'achol, you could bring a source of pasuk in Yecheskel, which we say in the Haggadah ve'ever alayich ve'erich mispeseses b'damayich, that I passed over you and I saw and by a bris, and I saw that you were wallowing in your blood, which refers to the two bloods of the Dam Pesach and the Dam Mila, which they did by Yitzis Mitzrayim. And Ba'imalach b'damayich hayib v'gayim, and I said that you will live in your bloods, etc. So we know that that was also at the time Yitzis Mitzrayim. And Hartzaz Dam, regarding the willingness of the bloods, meaning that they threw the bloods on the Mizbeach as a carbon, because the Chesed says, Pesach in Shemais, right then, after they left Yitzis Mitzrayim, B'yishlach esnar b'nei Yisrael, that they sent the youth of the B'nei Yisrael, and which the Pesach says that they brought a carbon as Eilen Shlam, and let's feel him and all, but how do we know that there was immersion? It says the Gemara, because the pasuk says in Shemais, V'yikach Moshe Yichat Zadam, Moshe took half the blood, V'yizrik ala am, and he threw it on the people, he did what's called Hazah, he zrikas on the people. Now, V'yin Hazah, but let's feel, we know that there's no being sprayed for purification without first having immersion. So obviously, there was a tefillah, and that's how we know there were these three things, but the Jewish people, it's so too every care. But that never ask him out, but if that's the case, you need those three things. Hayidna de liquid carbon, but today's times no basically there's no carbon in the Kabbalah game, we shouldn't accept converts. How is it enough to do circumcision and immersion? There needs to be a carbon and there isn't. So Amar Rav Achma Yaakov says, because the pasuk says Mamid b'chiyagri itzchem ger, and the ger says Oyash b'seichem b'gerim, he's going to live amongst you, a ger or amongst you, where it says in the pasuk l'doy reiseichem, for all your future generations, which obviously is that even though the Torah knew there's not going to be a Beis Hamikdash, still the halach of ger supplies. When there's not, then we don't bring a carbon. Now relate to this halacha, however, that there is an obligation of carbon. So Tarmal in the Brisa, ger b'zman hazeh, so someone who converts in today's times, tzarich sheyafish raiva, so he does mila, he does tefillah. What's with the carbon? So he has to separate a quarter of a dinar lekinai for his pair of birds, so that when the Beis Hamikdash is speedily rebuilt, he'll bring his pair of birds, where, as we said, he has to bring a carbon. And why does he have to separate a quarter of a dinar? Because we don't find that there's going to be a pair of birds less than a quarter of a dinar, as we said in the Mishnah, that even when he made this whole announcement, it went down in price dramatically. It was two pair of birds for a half, which means to say about a quarter was one. You don't find one pair less than a quarter of a dinner. Now, however, Amr B'Shimon, he says, no, Karan Nimna Lover, B'Yuchim Zakar Batla. B'Yuchim Zakar really was counted on this halach, and he nullified it, that they shouldn't separate this money for their carbon. And they had to call it because of a stumbling block, because this is now designated for Hektish, has a halach of Hektish, where it's for a carbon, and someone might have benefit from it, and that's me'ilas, misappropriation, therefore better don't separate. Adam Avid Bar Gershom on the Vad Bar Hav, he says, halach HaKripshim, halach HaKripshim, that yeah, we don't separate for a ger, money for a carbon. That's one version. Viki Demasin Al Hadar, the Tan Rabbanan. Now those who learned, when he said this halach HaKrib Shimon, it was going on actually a different halach HaKrib Shimon. The Tan Rabbanan learned the Braisa. Ger Taishim, also regarding a ger, but a different ger, not called the Ger Tzedek, but Ger Taishim was the resident convert, who accepts upon himself not to worship idolatry, like Naaman, but he's not a full-fledged ger. So regarding such a person, Mutta Lassa Malacha B'Shabbos Lassa, he's allowed to do Malacha on Shabbos for himself, if it's a davar ha'avid, something which is a loss, a large loss of money, ki Yisrael b'chel l'shamay, like a Jew is allowed to do malacha on chel l'shamay, the intermediate days of a Yom Tov, so too is a ger toshav allowed to do malacha on Shabbos. Ki v'laymi says no more, it's different qualifications, ki Yisrael b'yom Tov, like less than that, like Yisrael on Yom Tov, where you can do malacha if it's for echel nefesh, if it's only for food purposes. Yisim, he says ger toshav v'yisav Shabbos la'asmik Yisrael b'chel, he says no, ger toshav can do malacha on Shabbos for himself, the way a regular Yisrael could do on a weekday. Shimon, I mean, he says, now, the Echad Ger Taishav, that Allah applies, whether for a Ger Taishav, the Echad and the Gersa takes out of Ikachavim, Evid Va'amat Taishavim, or the slave and the maidservant that is the resident of the Jewish person. They could do Malacha and Shabbos for themselves, the way Yisrael could do for himself in a weekday. And that is the Shita brings was Amar Avid Bar Nachman, Amar Abba Bar Ava, Halacha Kibbe Shimon, that was on this Halacha Ger Teshuv, that he could do any type of Malacha on Shabbos, was what we said, that opinion of Rav Shimon is what the Halacha is like Kibbe Shimon. I think Mark continues with the next Mishnah, continuing on the theme of the previous Mishnah, which we mentioned that there's unique halachas of chatos. Generally, it's like the first parak said, do shagig for a chiv krisis for some type of a sin. But we said there's four that are mechusar kapara. They bring it just simply for to allow them to partake of kachin. And additionally, there's another category which our Mishnah speaks about that they bring for zadn kishagig. Although generally, it's only for shkaga. There are four categories, four types that even for deliberate sin, as our Mishnah says, il mavin ala zadn kishagig. They bring a karma chatos, even for deliberate sin, just like we usually do for a mistake and for inadvertent sin. As the Mishnah says, Habal Shivcha. Someone cohabits with what's called a Shivcha Charufa, which is a non-Jewish maidservant of a Jew who's married to an Eved Ivri, which is she's designated to the Jewish slave, which Jewish slave is permitted to have relations with the non-Jewish maidservant. So if it's done deliberate, it's a karma chatos that's broken. Additionally, b'nazir shenitma, another that became tamei, although it's forbidden, if he does it even deliberate, he brings a carbon. So to v'shvus ha'edus, the third category is if someone swears falsely that does no testimony, he brings a carbon al b'yerid, even if he does it deliberately. And v'shvus ha'pekadim, if someone swears falsely that he doesn't have someone's deposit by him, even if he swore deliberately, he brings a carbon asham. Another related category is chamisha mevin carbon echad al averis haber. There are five who bring one carbon. Even though it's many sins, generally every sin requires its own carbon, he could have five different categories that they bring one carbon for many sins, and v'chamisha mevin carbon el b'yerid. There are five that are unique, that generally one brings a chatas ha'ashem, but there are five types of people that they bring a carbon el b'yerid, which goes based on the person's financial status. If he brings an animal, bird, a flower offering, that's for five unique halachas. Says the Mishnah, now going to explain the first category. These are those who bring a carbon, one carbon for many sins. They are Habal, Shivcha, Bias Harbig. If he cohabits with the Shivcha Charufa, many acts of cohabitation, and although generally the halacha should be chai for each one individually, is chai for one carbon. And for Nazir, Shemitma, Tumas Harbig, so to a Nazir that became Tummy many different times, is also going, and these are, we mentioned these two, which actually they're also Fazad and Kishagig. They're also from this other category of bringing one carbon on many different sins. So the Mishnah goes to, the Gemara goes to explain the halacha of the Mishnah. First one that the Mishnah spoke about was, we said that there are those that bring, even for a zadon, like a shaygig, was habal shivcha. Someone cohabits with the shivcha charufa, even though it's deliberate, he brings a carbon. Says Gemara, no, where do we know this from? The term from, because what in the Brisa, the Pasuk of Vayikra says, v'chipar alav ha-koyin be'el ha-asham. The Kohen will atone for him with the ram of the guilt offering, which the Girsa is Lefnei Hashem, in front of Hashem, Al Chatasai, for his sin. Now, from the fact that the Pasuk could have just stopped over there, but still it goes on and says, for his sin Asher Chata, which he sinned, why does it go ahead and repeat it, the word Asher Chata, to include many different sins? Malamet Shemevi Karben Echav Al Averis Harbe comes to teach you that one carbon will be for many sins, even if he cohabited with our many times. Now, the Pasuk continues and says, V'nislach loy mechatase asher chata, and he'll atone for him for his sin which he has sinned. Here it goes again and repeats again the two times the word sin, besides the first two times that it talks about the word sin. Lasa is to tell you another halacha, and the Gemara says, to make it mazid kishay, to say that even, not only when he does it by mistake, but even when he does it deliberately, even then he's going to bring this carbon that we talk about over here, the el ha'asha. The next category that the Mishnah spoke about was Nazir Shemitma. Regarding a Nazir that became Tameh, is also the halacha that even if it's Zadon, he'd be like Shagi to bring a carbon. So, Manolo, where do we know this from? And the Girsa is the Tana Bana, because it learned the Brisa. It says in Pasim Amidbar, Chiyamis Mesa Love the Pesa Pisim. This is regarding the Nazir, who's not supposed to become Tameh. So, it says that if a dead person is going to suddenly die on him, he's going to become Tameh, he's going to have to go through a purification process, start over as Naziris. Now, what does it mean, the Pesa Pisim? Says the Braisa, Pesa Zesh Shagi. That means when it was by mistake. Like we find the Pasuk in Midbar, it says, in the Pesa, what does that mean? Beloy Eva Hadafi, without hatred, he went and killed someone by mistake. So you see that the word Pesa means Shagi. When it says Pisim, suddenly, Zeinis, that means something beyond the person's control. Like it says the Pasuk in Midbar, it says, Beyem Hashem Pisim al Moshe, Negir says Velaren, that forcibly, they all three had to go based on the Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam, because they had spoken Lashon Hara about Moshe, they all, with Pisim, which beyond their control had to come right then in front of Hashem. So you see, Pissim refers to Einus. Now, additionally, Tanya did another brisa. The Pissim is a mazid, which this halacha we want to bring to show that it's mazid kishagig. That Pissim also means if someone does something deliberate. Because v'chein horim, like it says the pasuk in Mishlei, it says aroim ra'a ra v'nistar. A smart person sees bad coming and he conceals himself. He hides from the bad. But the fool, he violates and he gets punished. Which it mentioned the word pisaim, and obviously we're talking about someone who does something deliberately, because punishment only comes if someone does it deliberately. So you see that pisaim refers to mazin, and our pasuk we're talking about the nazir becoming tummy references pisaim. So obviously that the carbon chatzas that he's going to have to bring is also for mazin kishayim. But the Gemara wonders, nichtav krab pisaim. Based on what we're saying over here, pasuk should only have to have said pisaim, not pesa pisaim. Because that word pisim, the mashma shagig, umashma mazid, umashma inus, that word includes by mistake, deliberate, and beyond the person's control. How so? Mazid blaynus kadama. We already brought sources for deliberate and beyond the person's control. Umashma nama shagig, in the pasuk also, we see that it also means inadvertent, because the chesiv, the pasuk says initially, pesi yam l'chol baber, a fool believes everything. So we see that pesi refers to someone who is unaware. So the pasuk shouldn't have to written pesa. We said pesa is peshagi, and pisim is both mezer and einus. But pisim itself includes all three. So he says, yeah, but he custom krab pisim. The pasuk only written pisim to mashma shagi, mashma mezer, mashma einus, which includes all three. But havamina, I would have said that even though generally pisim, you're right, means all these three things. But when it mentions pisim by the nuzz becoming tummy, I would say most definitely kimaisi carbon, this that is requiring a carbon, must be b'shegig. It's referring to the definition, the translation of the word pisim of inadvertent, because midi nava tera kula, just like we find throughout the whole Torah, that most kabbanas come for when someone does something by mistake. But I would have said that it's not including the translation of beyond the control and deliberate. So therefore, kasavachem on the pesa b'shagiku, which that's the definition of by mistake. The gluyale, the pisim, to reveal. So what's the next word pisim mean to say? The einus amezidu, to include even if it's beyond the control and even deliberate. The falachi chayvachem on that even such a situation, the nazar became tamei, will be even for mazid kishagik. Next category the Mishnah spoke about was shvuas eidus. Someone swears falsely that it doesn't know testimony. Says Gemara Manol, what do we know that even if it was b'mezid, it'll be like shagik regarding being chayv a carbon? Respond to Tanabon because learn the brayza. The kulon, but all those, which is the other halacha we mentioned, is a group of halachas that they don't bring a set carbon chatas or ashram. They bring carbon oil of a yared. So on that says the brisa, by all the other categories of oil of a yared in that parsha, like being tamei and eating kachim or going into the base of migdash or shavuos bitui, taking an oath and not fulfilling it, where it says over there the halacha of shavuos eidus, by all the other halachas over there, nema venelim, it says that it was a lapse of awareness, that he wasn't aware, like a classic halacha that the carbon is going to be for shagig. Kamloi nema venelim. Here it doesn't say that it missed his consciousness. L'chayev al, and the Gersa is here also al hamezik kashagig, to tell you that yeah, it wasn't venelim. He knew good well what he was doing, and still is mechayev for the carbon for shvuas eidus. And the last one, shvuas hapikadon, if someone swore falsely that he doesn't have someone's deposit, how do we know? How do we know it's going to be even on mezid? Because Yelav Techata, Techata, Meshuas, Eidus, Rebbe Gezer, Shavu, says Techata, Meshuas, Eidus, says Techata, Meshuas, Bekon, just like over there, it's Bemezin, he knows it's even Bemezin. Then the Mishnah continues, Chamishim Mevin, Carbon Echel, out of Eir, Sarba, there are five that bring one carbon for many sins. So, Ketani, we learned in the Mishnah, one of them was Habal, Hashivcha, Biya, Sarba, if someone grabs with the Shivcha, Charufa, many times, then it's going to be only one carbon. Says Imam Nolan, where do we know this from? Says Imam Determin, because we learned the Bryson. It says in the pasuk, I recorded this before, we had both drushes in there. It says, V'chipar l'vah koin be'elo Hashem, that the koin will atone for him with the ram of the guilt offering, and the gerzer, like we said, l'fnei Hashem, al-chata se'ashachata, for the sin which he had sinned. So this part of the pasuk, which we said, ashachata, was extra. Malamet shemi b'karbon echad, al-beiris haver, to say that he's going to be chayib one carbon for many different sins, which the halacha would bring over here. Then, when it says, v'nisuch lo'im mechata se'ashachata, where it says that ashachata was unnecessary, that's lasas mezik kashagi. That's to say that even when he does it deliberately, it would be like when he does it by mistake. These two halachas of a Mishnah are both regarding having relations cohabiting with the shivcha charufa. Well, on this drasha, which you mentioned before, and the Gemara is mentioning it here too, the Gemara wonders. But v'hakroki siv, when the pasuk is talking about over here by the shivcha charufa b'mezik siv, it's actually talking about when he does it deliberately, because the pasuk says b'kairis tia, that there's going to be lashes. And that she, the shivcha, she gets lashes. Now, lashes only when someone does something deliberately. And then that it says, v'hevi yisachem, and he brings the asham. So why do you need v'nisach le'mechat tasei to include? Oh, why does it say extra? Why does it say extra term ashachata to say that even when he does b'mezid like shagig? To the contrary, the pasuk is talking about b'mezid. That would be the simple understanding. Why do you think you need to include mezid? Elamer rather says the Gemara, you're right. Lasa shagig and mezid. Actually, no. What it's coming to say is that even when he does b'mezid by mistake, will also be chavu karmen like when he does deliberately. Because what would you say that no? It's only when he does it deliberately and not when he does it by mistake. That's what you need. But nisach le'mechatas ashachata, the reason why it says chata four times is two times to say that he's chayv for one carbon, even for many times of sinning. And also two times to say that even when he does it by mistake, will be like what the context of the pasuk is, to be chayv in the carbon when he does it deliberate. But deliberate, we know from the pasuk, is that we're including shag. Now, continue on this halacha. Baymanei Reb Chanina Ternam Reb Yechman. He asked him the following case. Habal chamish shvachis charufis bel machas. Someone has relations with five different shifcha charufas, five different women, in one lapse of awareness, which Rashi interprets before he goes and fulfills his obligations. Before he goes and brings a carbon for this one, he goes and cohabits with another one. Now, what's the halacha? What's the question? Chayav kol achas v'achas will be liable for each one individually a carbon, or maybe he'll only be liable for one. Some alay said, Chayav kol achas v'achas is liable for each shifcha charufa, a separate carbon. Avadi asked him, oh, Maishna mechamesh alamis b'shivcha achas. Why is it different halacha of our mission that we're just being the source for? Why is it different generally when you have different lamps of awareness? Is even the one person, the one thing, the same chaylev, the same woman, there's separate karbanas. But the shivcha rufa, we say that no. If he cohabits and he's notified, he cohabits notified, he keeps on being aware, and then he does it again, that it's still, at the end of the day, he's only going to bring one carbon. So why is it any different? Five women, which is different than one woman with five lamps of awareness, it's the same thing. And that Amalei said to him, and the Gears is, Shivcha achas in guf mechulakin. No, one maidservant is not different bodies. Hey shvach is guf mechulakin, but five maidservants are different bodies, and therefore, there the halacha is going to be, there's going to be chayiv for each one individually. Says the Gemara, Menon digab shivcha guf mechulakin. How do you know that by shivcha, that the fact that the different bodies are going to separate? We see that there's no the separations of liability. We see that even generally what halama makes a new chiyuv, it doesn't make it by shivcha. Why, if different bodies would make a new chiyuv? So Malaysa said to him, "Lav amrika by rais, didn't you say by forbidden relationships in the beginning of the mesechta, the beis and the beis, that it says in the pasuk, the gear says ve'el isha to the woman, lachalka kalish v'isha, to say that there's a separate liability for each woman individually, even if the olah rais." Kabbalah Shivcha Namik said by Shivcha, it also says a similar terminology. Pasuk Meyikra, which the Gersa says, Ki Yishkav es Isha, Shivcha Zer. If a man's going to lay with a woman with a forbidden type of laying, as the Gemara continues to days, Vehi Shivcha, and she's a Shivcha, what's that coming to say? Lechalka, called Shivcha for Shivcha, to say that there's a separate liability for each maidservant individually, and therefore that's why he said it's different than the case of our Mishnah. Now the Mishnah continues, says another one that's Chai for just one carbon for many times of the same problem is nazir shenit matumas harbe. If a nazir became tummy, many different times of becoming tummy, at the end of that all, he's only going to bring one carbon. Says Gemara man tana, who's the tana of our Mishnah that says this halacha? Some of Chizki says Rabbi Yisrael Yehudi, because the Amar he says nazirus de tahara, when the nazir becomes tummy and he has to go through a purification process of 7 days, on the eighth day he then brings his carbon and he starts over. He holds that the purification of the nazir mishvihu de chaylalel. It's from day 7 that it takes effect that he is tar. So therefore, when he becomes a tameh a second time on day 7, that's a new tumah. It's tumas harba, because that's the day that the nazirus of tahara begins, even though that the carbon is only brought on the following day. And therefore, that's going to be the explanation. That's why he's only chayav one carbon for many tumas, because he never had a moment of when he was eligible to bring a carbon, so he was still in the category of the old carbon. And therefore, he can't have a new chayav of a carbon. As the Gemara explains, the Mishkachas l'kugun shenitin b'shvi. We're talking about where he was a nazir, became tummy. Then on day 7, he became on the 7th of his purification process, he became tummy again. B'chazav nitin b'shvi, and then again he was going through purification. And again on day 7, he became tummy again. B'kivin de lo yotzeh shah haru'uy l'hakar b'karbon. Since he never had a moment that he was able to bring a carbon, because that only starts on the following day, on day 8, in the chayv el-carbon echad, is only going to be liable for one carbon, even though it's for many tummas, because it is considered a new tummah, because on day 7, it was ready tar. As the Gemara explains, says Rav Chizkiah, because the Rebbe, because if you think, as we're going to quote shortly what this Machlokes is, if you think our Mishnah is going like Rebbe, but it wouldn't make sense. Kivin Amar Rebbe, since Rebbe says Nazirus to Tahara, the purification of the Nazir, when he starts, is Nazirus to Tahara. Ad Shmini Lo Chayla doesn't take effect until day 8, so as follows. If it's like the case we just described before, we become tummy on day 7, become tummy on day 7, kula tumah richti, it's all considered one long tumah. It's not tumas harba. We're saying, nazir, tumas harba, you're only going to be one carbon. It's one tumah. And idin nitman bishmini, v'chazim nitman bishmini, if you're going to say, okay, it is when he's tar already. It was on day 8, and again on day 8, well then, kibin the yatzah shosh, shirul hakab carbon, but then since he came at a time when he's able to bring a carbon on day 8, mechayba kol achas v'achas, and actually wouldn't be enough with one carbon. He'd have to bring a carbon for each one. Shmamina, Rabbi Yehuda, rather it's obvious, says the chizah that it's going, our mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda. Which the Gemara asks, as the Girsa says, my Rabbi or my Rabbi Yehuda, what's these two opinions that we're talking about? Pretend like when the Bryce, the Pasuk says by Midbar, regarding the Nazir when he's becoming tar, says, Vekidish as Resha B'yem Yehuda, he's going to sanctify his head on that day, meaning that his Nazir of Tahar will take effect. What's that day? This is the Machlaikis. B'yem Havah is carbon nice of Dibi Rabbi. Rabbi says it's on the day that he brings his carbon, which is on day 8. He says, B'yem Tegel Chaz, on the day that he cuts his hair, which is on day 7. Therefore, that's the Machlaikis of Toma. Therefore, obviously, our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, continuing the theme of the previous Mishnah, which was that you could have many, quote, averus, but still have one carbon at the end. Is a mekanili ishtoy al idei anoshim harbe. If someone warns his wife regarding secluding herself with many different men, when she brings her barley flour offering, she brings one for all the men that she was suspected regarding committing adultery with, which she has to end up drinking as a saita, she brings one carbon for all these warnings. And so to mitzairish in this naga negoim harbin, a mitzaira which had many negoim. For example, if let's say he counted 7 days and didn't get a chance to bring his carbon as a purification of a mitzaira until he became got another nega, and so to a second time and a third time, at the end of that he's only going to bring one carbon. Now related to this, says the Mishnah Hevitzi Parim, if he brought his two live birds, which he actually brings on day one of his purification process. One gets slaughtered, one gets sent away, but they're not the karbanis, which are after days, after the 7 days, which are the purification process, but rather on day one when he brings his birds, v'nis nageya, and then he gets a nega again, so he was starting to his purification process, but then he becomes a betzayir again. So the mishnah loy aluloy. So they're not going to be having fulfilled his obligation, which the assumption of the Gemara initially is, as the words sound like, that means to say that at the end when he purifies himself from the second nega, he has to bring two pairs of birds for every nega that he had. I mean, the first one that he brought and then he got a nega again, the first birds are not good, and when he brings the first birds for the second time, he has to bring again for the birds for the first nega also. It's not going to be considered valid, his birds, until he brought his sin offering. When he already brought the birds and the sin offering, which is after the 7 days, and then he got a nega, then when he becomes pure, then he doesn't have to bring for the first nega his birds that he brought. Yudami says, no, actually, Be'ashama, he says, until he brings his guilt offering. Brought his guilt offering, then he already finished the first one, the tziparim are good, and then he wouldn't have to bring tziparim again when he gets the second nega. Now, the Gemara first asks regarding the opening halacha of our Mishnah Menon, where do we know that by the Saita, that drinking, by that the mincha that she brings, that and she does this whole procedure, that she only has to do it one time for all these men that she was suspected, because the chesed the pasuk b'midbar zayis teres hakana'ayis says the plural. This is the law of the warnings. Tarachas the kenuin harbit, one law for all the warnings. So too the Mishnah said mitzarish and this nagei negoim harbit b'chulu mitzarish that had many negoim that at the end of that only have to bring one set of karbanas. Says Gemara Menon, where do we know this from? Because the chesed the pasuk says b'yikra zayis and it says tia teres hamitzarish should be the laws of the mitzarish. There's one law for many mitzvah, many times of getting tzaras, has one law, and therefore you don't have to bring for every time individually. Now the Mishnah said, if he brought the birds which come on the first day of his purification, and then he got a nega, it's not considered valid that you don't have to do it over, until he already brought the chatas, which is the sin offering at the end of the purification process. Yehuda misses not Shiyavi Hashem until brings the guilt off. And that is the Gemara. How could this be the interpretation? How could we say this? You said in the Mishnah that when there's many negayim, you only bring one carbon. Obviously, it's considered like one long tzaras. So why would you say that you have to bring the tziparim, the birds that you brought the first time? Oh, that wasn't good. Obviously, you bring tziparim when you got tummy the nega the next time, the third time. And you're saying the first one wasn't good, sounds like you got to bring on every nega. But why? Why do you have to bring the birds in every nega? It's one long tzaras. We say you only have to bring one karbanis on the on when you finish. Why would you have to bring tziparim for every single nega? So the Gemara, right, now chasur mechser b'achitan, that word's missing in that Mishnah. This we have to read. Hevi tziparim b'nis nageya. If someone brought birds and got a nega, and like the Shita adds on the words, hevi tziparim b'nis nageya, and it happened again and again. You're right. Ein mevi el karban echad, we would only bring one carbon at the end. You don't have to bring for each one individually, like we learned in the halacha of the Mishnah, which was saying that you only bring one carbon. However, what the Mishnah was saying was, when it says that loy aluloy, that the tziparim are not going to be sufficient, what does it mean that the tziparim are not going to be sufficient? V'lakvui banis uba ashiris, to establish regarding his financial status if he's poor or wealthy. Because if he was poor at the time when he was bringing the birds, and then he became wealthy, he has to bring the karbanis of a wealthy person. If he was wealthy and then he became poor, then he brings like the karban of a poor person. Because that's what the Mishnah was saying, loy mikfa acha yavi chatas. That does not get established until he brings the karma chatas, because we go based on the time when he's bringing the karma chatas, whether if he's poor or if he's wealthy. That's what the Mishnah was saying. Not regarding fulfilling the obligation of the tziparim, but regarding establishing his status, which the halacha is going to be, regarding depending on how much money you have, what type of carbon you're going to bring, that's at the time of bringing the carbon chatas. And that Rabbi Yehuda Imam Shri Yofi Shavi says, no, it's when you bring the carbon ashram, that is the kaveh that defines the obligation. As the Gemara teaches, it's not possible, not in the Mishnah Masechta Tagum, there's actually a three-way machlokes regarding what determines, which at the time of a Mishnah is coming to exclude from that one of those other opinions regarding bringing the birds. Sometimes we don't know the Mishnah Masechta Tagum that says Mitzayir Shebi Hashami Behesher. If Mitzayir brought his carbon ashram and then he became wealthy, so although he's not done yet, Hakol Hoylech Achar Hachatas. The Reb Shimon says actually, even though he was wealthy at the time that he brought his ashram, but then when by the Chatas he was poor, so then you're going to go based on the Chatas, and that's the opinion we mentioned in the Mishnah, the Reb Shimon, that you're going to bring like a poor person. He's like the Tanakama of our Mishnah. Yehudaim, he says, as he disagrees in our Mishnah, says, no, everything goes based on the Ashram. If at the time of the Ashram you're wealthy, you're being like a wealthy person. If you're poor, you're being like a poor person. Now, Tanya learned the Breiser, but Lesben Yaakov, he says, no, which obviously Reb Shimon was coming to exclude, and he's saying that if you bring the Tziparim, then we said, that's not going to establish. But he says, yes, you go based on when you bring the birds, that's the Kaveh, that will establish if he has the status of a poor person or a wealthy person. He says, Shlosh to Mikra Echadosh, and actually all three of them expound and get their source of the halacha from the same pasuk. Pasuk of Yikra says that this is the law regarding someone who gets a nega of tzaras, ashaloi tasig yod bitarasi, who he cannot afford it regarding his purification. So that's the pasuk says, so he brings like a poor person, which sounds like, as long as by tarasa he's poor, even if he becomes wealthy subsequently, he's going to bring like a poor person. Now, what's that betarase that is what establishes the assessment? So, as all three learned, it's something else. Reb Shimon Savi, he held that this, that it says tarase is davar hamachaper, refers to what gives the atonement. Which, what gives the atonement is the karma chatas. And the reason is because for seven sins, a nega comes and makes a person that's mitzeres, the Gemara says, an erech enough to zayman alf, so he's considered a sinner, he needs atonement. And that's the karbachatis. That's betarasi. That is what kaveya ashalay tasa yodi. Yehuda Sabi says, no, dava hamachshira. It's something that prepares him, which is the karban ashram, that the blood that's from the ashram that's put on his behinus, which is on his big toes and his thumb, that prepares him, allows him to partake of kachshim. That's his tahara. Therefore, he says it's based on the ashram. Because when Yaakov him, he says, it's dava hagoyim loy tahara. It's what causes the purification. What is that? That's the bird, which that causes the beginning of the tahara, because it's from the blood of the tzibur that's thrown on him on day one, and that starts it all off. Therefore, he considers that b'tarasei, and therefore that's the three machlokes regarding what is the kaveh. But again, our Mishnah wasn't talking about the sperm. You only need to bring one peer, like all the karbanas. We're talking about what establishes his halachic status of a wealthy or a poor person. Now, continuing on the halacha of our previous Mishnah, regarding individuals that will have many, quote, averis, but they'll only bring one karban at the end, is the isha sheyol devlod disharve. If a woman has many children, and the Mishnah is going to qualify exactly what is the case that you're only going to bring one carbon of the Yoledis at the end, where v'hipila b'tech shmeidim nekeva, which she had a child, a girl, and within 80 days, which is still considered toich maleis, within the post-period of the previous birth, because we find that all her dam that she has up until that period, like a tefulas yam aruch, is not considered tamei, So then within those 80 days, she goes ahead and, for example, let's say 2 weeks after birth, which for those first 2 weeks she's tummy, after those 2 weeks she immerses in the mikveh, then she has relations, she becomes pregnant, and then she miscarries a girl after 40 days of the embryo, which therefore is considered a valid child to have halacha of tumas yeledes, which would be 54 days from the first birth, so it's within 80 days. And then again, chazav epila b'terch shmein in the keva. Then again, she miscarries again a girl within 80 days. Now, the reason why we're picking girls is because by a male, this whole halacha wouldn't apply. Because if she miscarries within 40 days of a male, which that's the period of malois, of considered within the post period of a boy, is different than that of a girl. One gives birth to a boy, the tumah is only for a week, but then the tara only lasts another 33 days. So to be this halacha of only one carbon because you're within the period of malais, by a boy wouldn't be possible because within 40 days, she's, let's say, 10 days pregnant, that's just considered just water. It's not considered a viable child because the formation is only on day 40 and wouldn't have the halacha of tumas yeledes. So that's one type of a case where she miscarried all within day 80, but with their viable children, or a similar case of amapelis to umim, or if she miscarries twins, which actually is referring to triplets, which, and this could be even the halacha, even by boys, by males, the fetuses. For example, if let's say she became pregnant with triplets, then she miscarried one after 40 days of pregnancy, which is tumas yeledes. The second one delayed, and then was within the yemei tayr of the first one, which is within 40 days of that first miscarriage. And the third one was within 40 days of the second one, although it's after 40 days from the first one. These miscarriages, these yeledeses, these tumas yeledes, that the woman will only bring one carbon for the last one and be exempt on all the other ones. That's another situation we have, that there is harbi and one carbon. However, Behuda, I mean, he disagrees on both cases, on the girl fetuses and on the triplet case, where that's even by boys. And he says, no. Neviyam, she brings one carbon al harishon, regarding the first birth. That everyone agrees you have to bring one. But you're right, ve'in mevi'al ashniyah, and you're not going to bring another carbon for the second birth, because you're right, the second one was within the malais of the first one. This is where he disagrees. He says mevi'al ashlishi, but she will bring for the third girl that she miscarries after day 40, because that one wasn't born toich malais. What do you mean? Because although it's toich malais of the second one, but there's no malais of the second one, because the second one is almost like non-existent. Because since the second one was within malais of the first one, we don't consider it as its own entity, we consider it as just like post of the first one. And the third one is considered its own birth, because that's after malais of the first one. And ve'in mevi al revi, but she won't bring a carbon for the fourth one, because since the fourth one was born within the malais of the third one. But again, the third one wasn't within the malais of the first one, because you already passed the yemei tumah of the first one, because it's more than 80 from the first one, even though it's within 80 of the second one. And the same halacha of machlekes will be regarding the twins, the triplets. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, and he says, the third one that's born after the malais of the first one, you're right, the second one's malais is not significant because it's within the first one. And therefore, the third one actually, of the triplets, actually would be chayiv, a carbon for it. Now, says the Gemara Menolam, where do we know this halacha, which everyone agrees to the concept, the question is when you have more than two, that toich malais, within the period of the post of the previous birth, that's going to be included in the previous one's carbon and not bring its own carbon. Says the Gemara, because the Tani Tana Kamidra of Sheshes, a teacher of Bryce is taught in front of Sheshes, the Pasuk says, Zeis, which is singular, Tairas, which the word Tairas sounds like plural, Hayeledis Lezach, and the Gemara says, Oyla Nekeva, if someone gives birth to a boy or a girl. Alamed, this comes to teach, and Mevi Karban Nechad al Vlad Desarbe, that there's situations where you'll bring one carbon for many births, like we said, because since it's within Malays, and you didn't have the time that you could even bring the first one's carbon, so this one that miscarried within the time period, even though it's its own viable fetus, will be included in the carbon of the first time. It continues the Braisa, Yochel af ala leidev ala zivin. Now you would have thought to say that this inclusionary halacha would be that you only have one carbon for the birth, would be even if you're obligated for carbon for two different things, for birth and for ziva, that you would only bring one carbon, meaning this is what's called Yeledes Bezaiv. For example, if let's say she was in the days of Ziva, which is 7 days of Nida, 11 days of Ziva, and for 3 days straight she had a flow, which makes her into a Zava Gedela. In the fourth day, she stopped seeing blood, and then she gave birth on the fifth day. That was what's called Yoledes Bezaiv, which she gave birth in the state of being a Zava Gedela, as the Gemara says, Nida Deflam Avavim at base, where you have to have one day of stopping from the flow before you give birth, because if you don't stop, even though you flowed for 3 days and then give birth, you would say the blood is most definitely because of the birth, and that wouldn't be Yoledes Bezaiv. But rather, she sold for 3 days, stopped day four, and then the following day, she gave birth, where now she's chayav for a carbon for having been the Zava Gedela and also for birth. You would think that that would also be exempted. You bring one carbon, as we said, Zayis Tairas, for giving birth. Tamalem is Zayis. No, it says this, which is no, specifically for birth, you can include more than one birth in the carbon, but not for two different things. The Gemara actually asks on the Havamim. Ktani, the Brisa says, Yachal alalei debal aziva, ein mavi al carbon echad. You would have thought, for the birth, and for being a Yoledes Bezaiv for the Zava, okay, would also be included in that one carbon. Says the Gemara, but if that's the case, would you really think to say that you're going to bring one carbon for the Leda and the Ziva, that you need a Pasuk to exclude it? But if Achladam V'yalda, if let's say a woman eats blood, which is forbidden, she has to bring a carbon, and she gives birth. So Hachinami De'im Mevi'el Karbon Echad, you think, okay, she's bringing a carbon for birth anyway, that she's only going to bring one carbon for having eaten the forbidden fats and giving birth? Why would you think so? Two totally different things. So to Ziva, what does that have to do with Leda? So the Gemara says, right, Imhachin, I'd rather say like this. Yochel, and the Gemara says, Af, ala Leda. You think that this halacha that we're including, many births and one carbon, you would think that even ala Leda, that even regarding a birth, shelefnei malois va'ala Leda shela'acha malois, that it's not only for a birth that's within the malois, but rather even for a birth that's acha the malois, and we referred to this halacha on the previous daf, that a different birth. She just didn't bring a carbon. It was after that period. You would think that, okay, Zayis Tairas says you didn't bring it, so bring one carbon and includes them all. Tamalei Mezayis says, no, this, which sounds like that on something that's considered like one long birth, then you'll bring one carbon for many births, which is Taich Malais. But Acher Malais, after that time period, after the 80-day period, now then you can be liable as a carbon for each one individually. That's what the Brayis was coming to tell us from Zayis. Now the Mishnah said that he pila b'teich shmainim v'chulu, that if she miscarried within the 80, and again within the 80, and again within the 80, although those are all viable fetuses that all have their own status of a child of Yeledes, Tanakama said that since it was toich malais on all of them, you only have one carbon. Rabbi Yehuda disagreed and says you can be chayiv on third, fifth, and so on. And so too, that machleik is a similar case regarding miscarrying by triplets. Says the Gemara, Keshetem Tzulema, if you want, you could say that when you can look at it and analyze, you'll come out that Ladir Rabbi Yehuda, according to the words of Yehuda, from the fact that he doesn't consider the second malais as significant, and that's why he says the third one, that's not within the malais of the first one, although it's within the malais of the second one, will bring a carbon, it obviously comes out that he holds Vlad Rishon Gairim, that it's the first child that causes the obligation of the carbon, Uma Vlad Rishon Maina. And therefore, what are you counting? You're counting from the first child that you'll count the 80 days. So therefore, the third one that's born after the malais of the first one, although it's within the malais of the second one, but that's not what's making the obligation. That's with the malais of the first one. So therefore, you'll have to bring a bona fide carbon for the third miscarriage that you're having. Now, whereas Ladir Chacham, but it comes according to the Chacham that hold no, in all these cases, only going to be chayv only one carbon, that because he holds the obligation is regarding the last one, that he holds Vlad Sheni, it's the second child. In other words, whatever is the last one, is Garim is what caused the carbon. It's not the first one that is going to cause the carbon. No, you're not. Since you have another miscarriage within its malais, so like it goes into transfers. Okay, now this one is what causing the obligation. Vlad Sheni, therefore, so you start counting the malais from the second one. So therefore, from that one until the third one, from the third one until the fourth one, therefore, you always, the malais keeps on extending. Therefore, the third and the fourth, they're not going to be chayav a separate carbon because it is within the malais of the previous one, which takes it over. And that's the Zigmar Kishatim Tzolema. If you want, you could say, Pshita Achiyisa. What do you mean? Most definitely, that's the interpretation. If not, then what would be the understanding of their machlaikis? Says the Gemara, no, Mapalis Ta'imim Itzchale. Regarding the second case of the miscarriage of the twins, meaning the triplets, that was necessary for the Tana to tell us that even in that case, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Because Salkat, I mean, you would have thought to say, that when the miscarriage of the triplets, of the twins, that Rabbi Yehuda would agree to the Rabbanan, that actually would be considered one long birth. Why? Because here, it's not like the case of the girls within 80 days, that those were separate pregnancies. By boys, we said that's not possible. Here we're talking about that it was one conception, we're talking about triplets. And therefore, even though that there is a malais for the third one, that Rabbi Yehuda would agree that it wouldn't be have its own chiv carbon, it only chayv one, because it's coming from one conception. That's what we have to tell you, that no, that it continues from the, that it's from the, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's going from the first one. And therefore, even though it's one conception, but since the third one has its own malais, because it's more than the 40 days of the first one, that actually will have its own carbon. That's the chiddush that we're coming to tell you in this halacha, that Rabbi Yehuda is going to disagree even the case of Mapelas time.